Chance Hawkins drives his motorized wheelchair down a long hallway at Dunbar and into an elevator. Campus monitor Gloria Harris is there to help. She presses the buttons and makes sure he gets in and out.
I have a schedule and where it is that he go. And I go upstairs and I meet him downstairs, always.
Federal law requires that public schools give students like Chance special help for free if they need it. Gene Lentz works with the Texas Education Agency in Austin. He's the director of federal and state education policy.
You try to build a program taking into account the nature and severity of the disability, and you try to accommodate, at least initially, or you modify certain aspects of the educational environment or the classroom, the curriculum, whatever it takes in order for that child to receive benefit based on their individual needs.
Public schools are required to set up committees made up of parents, teachers, and other educators for students with disabilities. The committee comes up with an individual education program, or IEP, that sets goals for special needs kids and determines what support the school should provide. That meeting with Chance's mom will happen soon. She said pulling him out of Casada after only a few weeks left her heartbroken. But she had to make the switch. She was taking him to and from school every day and staying with him in class, which meant she couldn't really do anything else.
I really loved the school. They were really compassionate, really nice about trying to get us all the help they can get. But in a way, I felt like I was kind of putting them in a strain because it was something new to them.
The private school got a ramp for Chance's wheelchair, and it was helping his mom find transportation for him. But in the end, she felt he was better off in a public school where the support services already exist. Nancy Martin, Casada's principal, says she realizes it was a hardship for his mom.
We understand. We were really saddened, though, because we really thought we could help him a lot with his needs. And we're not giving up. We're hoping that he still returns to us. So.
And that may be a possibility if Chance ends up getting an aide and his mom decides to enroll him in Casada again. The aide could go with him. Meanwhile, at Dunbar, it's lunchtime, and kids are swarming the cafeteria. The school has about 800 students, four times as many as Casada. Chance notices the difference.
It's all right, you know. It's busy. You can call it a busy school.
It's also tough to make friends. Chance says he likes the school because he has a sister and brother there, as well as a couple of cousins. But in the cafeteria,
I don't really have a seat that I go to. I just roam a little bit.
Chance spots his sister, and his face lights up. For today, at least, he'll sit with her and her friends. Stella Chavez, KERA News.